Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Impact 103 with me, Owen Farley, this morning on this show, Being Real. It's always such a joy to be with you because God always wants to do something different. And this is an opportunity where we get to be real, challenge the way that we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. It's love. It's always been love. It always will be love. And, you know, over the weekend, I was at this men's group and there was a topic that was spoken about that kind of triggered something for me. The topic was choose. Choice. It's a weighty topic that makes you look and confront where you are with God. Like, I had to look at myself like, whoa. Okay, and something amazing happened for me because I realized again that, yes, okay, there are some areas that I can improve in with the choices that I make. Like, take a look at my heart's motives and agendas and make sure that it's, like, aligned with God. However, the Holy Spirit took me deeper. He took me to a deeper place, and I love when the Holy Spirit does it. It always shocks me when he does, because it's like I don't expect it, you know? You don't expect what God is going to show you, what he's going to say to you, and then he does, and you realize another aspect of him. It always is tremendous for me. So we're going to carry on with this discussion right after this. What are you choosing in your life? And God did something beautiful for me. He reminded me of things that I had decided for him in the past. And this was something that really struck me. It struck my heart because I could feel God's heart behind it. It wasn't condescending at all. It was like, you know, when someone is talking to you and all of a sudden there's a comment that happens and that close friend or loved one just looks over to you and smiles and you know exactly what it is that they're saying. That's kind of how I felt like with God. It's like I could just feel him smiling towards me and it just reminded me of the decisions that I had made that were for God. And I love this aspect because it takes you into a place where you know that there's been times where you've made decisions for God that are on point. You know, yes, there's times where we stuff up and we have to learn and we're growing. But the amazing thing about God, he never gives up on us. He is absolute love. He covers us with his wings, the Bible says, you know, and I love this because in love, there is no hidden agenda, no hidden motive. It's just love for him. You know, I have the free will decision to do something or not to do something. I think this is the crux of free will. It's like so, so amazing. It's what I've realized that real love is actually expressed through. You know, when you love someone, nothing, and I mean like nothing, can make you make another decision that is contrary to the conviction that's in your heart. You know, the love that you have for that person or the object of your affection, it really compels you to make a choice for the benefit of that person. It's like you stop thinking of yourself. You stop thinking about yourself. And in John 14, 15, it says, if you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. Ooh. Such a good verse. This is what makes his heart delight. It really is. You know, when you choose as a child of God to say, God, I'm going to love you back. I'm going to love you back. I'm going to choose this because I know it touches your heart. I'm going to put myself aside and actually choose you. I'm going to choose to do something that you love, that touches your heart. And I guess this is the question that I want to pose to you that's listening. Let me know on the WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376. What are some of the decisions that you have made for God that you know touched his heart? I think this is going to be a really beautiful thing to hear different moments for different people on how they made decisions for Jesus. You know, also coming up, we're going to have, in the next link, we're going to have our continue our discussion with Pastor Daphne Montgomery on boundaries in Moments with Mama Daph. So this is such a critical thing that I've noticed keeps on coming up in relationships that I have. How to set boundaries, even when I need to have hard conversations. And it's all about protecting love. Awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Daph that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10. Powerful woman of God.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. This show is all about the moments that we can receive the pearls of wisdom that we need in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of information. Welcome to this week's Moments with Mama Daph, where we have Pastor Daphne Montgomery here with us on air. And it is so great to have her with us every single week. It's such a blessing where we can receive these pearls of wisdom from the Holy Spirit to really help us in these areas of our relationship or in our relationship with God or other people. And we've been speaking about a series called Boundaries. And this series can be like quite challenging for me because I take a look at my own relationships and see, man, I can really improve on making sure that we are all safe in this relationship, that we're all acting in love. And that's what's so important about boundaries. And we've been discussing boundaries, expectations, agreements. It's just been tremendous. But one thing that came up last week that we definitely wanted to touch on is how can we sit down and actually have these hard conversations with people and say, wait, we need to set up these boundaries. How can we do it? So Pastor Daphne, welcome through to the show again.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes it feels like there's this mountain of an issue in front of me that I want to speak to someone about. How can I actually create boundaries around that issue? And how do I do it in a godly way?
Well, first of all, it always starts with love. And you just remember that the other person, you love them, then you care about them. And then that helps to position the heart. And then you remember God told you in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And then he tells us in another place in the Bible that no matter what, he says, don't worry about what you will say, for in that very hour, I will give you the words to say. And it will not be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit speaking through you. So you position yourself with God first, and you tell him, I surrender. You ask him to forgive you for whatever you've done on your side, and you clean your side up first. Then you can have an open, honest, and transparent conversation. And out of that godly place, that's where you can set healthy boundaries. So healthy boundaries is really important, and it makes you more courageous to talk about because you realize I'm not setting strict boundaries and I'm not having lax boundaries. I'm setting healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries help you means that you value your own opinions. You don't compromise your values for others. You share personal information in an appropriate way. You don't over or undershare. You know your personal wants and needs, and you can communicate those. And you're accepting when others say no to you without fear of rejection. So you're able to stand in a place where you're not having expectations, but you're saying, hey, these are healthy boundaries that's going to keep us healthy. Let's talk about these things. And that is what's going to change everything. If you have too lax of boundaries and you overshare your personal information, you have difficulty saying no to the requests of others, you're over-involved with other people's problems, you're dependent on the opinions of others, you're accepting of abuse or disrespect, and you fear rejection if you don't comply. Jeez. And that just makes for a toxic relationship. Or if your boundaries are too strict, then it avoids intimacy and close relationships. It's unlikely to ask for help, and it has only a few close relationships. And it's very protective of personal information. So how can you ever come into agreement? And you can seem detached. even with romantic partners, and it keeps others at a distance to avoid the possibility of rejection. So you don't want those strict boundaries because people can't connect to you. You don't want lax boundaries because then you're just oversharing and it becomes codependent and toxic and unhealthy. You want those healthy boundaries. And that way, you know the person you're in relationship with, and they know you. They know what exactly is required in the relationship. They know where they stand with you. There's no questioning like, oh man, what are they thinking about me right now? Do they still love me? Did I get on their nerves? Oh my gosh, did I make them upset? Like, you know, and you can have more confidence. And once you have more confidence in the relationship, then you're able to have more courage and be bold to talk about even deeper, harder situations.
Wow. Wow. I'm thinking about these two major things that really stood out to me. First of all, to make sure that your side of the relationship is good. You said you look at yourself first, you know, make sure that like you're in alignment with God and with the way that you're speaking is actually from a place that is being, has the wisdom of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking from that. And that was very, very good.
Perfect. Second, I remember when I was younger, my dad told me, keep your side clean. Just always keep your side clean.
Amen. That's great wisdom. But I want to ask the second part of this that really stood out to me was fear of rejection. How can those of us that have been hurt in the past and have like this offense or have this, we don't want to get hurt again, you know? So how can we step past this fear of rejection in our relationships to actually make sure like, okay, I want this relationship, I want to be open and vulnerable, but that fear of rejection, you know, it keeps us from doing that. So how can we deal with that to make sure that we can communicate?
That is actually a perfect question for next week so that we can really get into that, because that's important to understand.
Amen.
Do you want to talk about that next week?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Because I'm interested. You've got me hooked already. So if you want to join us next week, please do, because I need this kind of wisdom in my life to see how I can deal with things that have happened in the past, let it go so I can step forward and move in the blessing of love that Jesus actually came to give me. So Pastor Daphne, thank you so much for this time that you've spent with us. If you're looking for these moments with Mama Daph so you can re-listen, spend the time to meditate on, then go to our site at www.impactradio.co.za and you can catch it there. Moments with Mama Daph here right on Being Real on Impact 103. So God bless you and thank you for tuning in. Joshua 24:15. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love it. One of the conversations, like in this conversation, one of the decisions rather that I had for Jesus to take this a little bit deeper was this decision of saying to Jesus, Lord, I need to choose you, and saying, Lord, open me, open my heart so that I can really know your way. Show me your way. If you are real God, I just need to know. I need to know with the way you think. I need to know what's on your heart. And something actually that I've heard from my spiritual father has stood out to me for so many years. It's the story of when he was in Hollywood and he was busy doing soul winning on the streets there. And one of these gentlemen walked past and he just grabbed a hold of this guy and he said, listen, I just want to really let you know that Jesus loves you. And this guy went off at him and he said, listen, I've been in prison. I've just come out of prison. And if there was a God, why is there so many bad things happening in the world? And why did I experience this? And my spiritual father, he just said to this man, he said, listen, I just know that if we agree, can we just agree, you know, that if God is real, he's going to show you. Like, you know, let's just take our hands off. If God is real, he's going to show you in the next 24 hours. And if he's not, okay, then you're right. And this guy said, okay, fine, let's agree on that. And they touched hands and they agreed on the fact that God was going to show himself to be real in the next 24 hours to this man. And this guy went off with kind of like an attitude, and my spiritual father just carried on doing what he was doing. And then 10 minutes later, this man comes back with this huge smile on his face, half crying, and he says, God just showed me how real he is. God just showed me that he is real, and this is what happened. And he starts relaying the message of how he was busy talking to, saying, okay, Lord, if you're real, show me, because this and this situation is happening in my life. And God showed him. It happened. It really, really did happen. And something that I love about God is that he is always willing to show you exactly who he is. That's what he wants. He wants to save. He wants you to come into real relationship with him. So I really pray that this next song by Brandon Lake, Save Me, really kind of nails it home that God is wanting to do this not only in somebody else's life, but in yours. Psalm 34 verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good. Blessed, happy, and fortunate, and to be envied is the man who trusts and takes refuge in him. You know, as I started making these choices for the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, if you're real, show me, I started noticing this. As soon as I started putting into practice the word of God, I started seeing the results of his laws. I started seeing his ways actually happening, like right in front of me. And now I can say, God, I have tasted and seen. I've seen your goodness. I've seen it. I've seen your love. I am a witness to this. I mean, even this morning, right here at the studio, I prayed for Anne, and she had broken her toe and she was in pain. And I said to her, listen, I've prayed for like a few people and actually seen God remove the pain right there on the spot. And she's like, okay, cool. Pray for me. So we prayed and God took away the pain in her toe right there. And she said, oh, wait, I've still got some referred pain on the side of my foot. So we prayed again and God took that away too. These things are happening every single day. The kingdom is here. It reminds me of what Jesus said. He said, repent, for my kingdom is at hand. He brought the kingdom. He's done the work on the cross. And now we can step into the fullness of what God has called us to be. Do for love. Do for love. What would we do for love? I love this question. It's such a great question. And to tell you the truth, this challenges me all the time because it counts on my surrender and my absolute adoration for him. And unless I have that, unless I have love that does not make sense sometimes and seems crazy, it doesn't work. And this is what he asks of me. He says, Owen, am I enough? I remember moments where he said this to me, am I enough? I like sat with him for some months. Because there was a one stage where I had to be honest with the Lord. And I said, Lord, to tell you the honest truth, there's so much I want to do. There's so much I want to accomplish. I have so many desires and ambitions. And to tell you the truth, if I was just to say, are you enough? No. And I had to be real with it. And I had to say, Lord, come and change my heart. Change the way that I view and value the things in my life so that I can value you above everything. And I feel like he's asking this question in this season again, just after we've come after COVID. You know, we spent that time with him and he said, you know, reprioritize, put me as number one. And now as things are picking up again, we have new commitments, we have new responsibilities, we're getting back into the swing of our lives. And he's saying, am I still enough? Are you still keeping me as your priority? I want to pose you that question. Is Jesus enough for you? So that's it for me here on Being Real. Just remember, keep your relationship with God real, and remember that Jesus really does love you.